Welcome to Carrie's Hour with Pastor Emmanuel Johnson, the lead pastor, Carrie Spring Impact Center.
The theme for this meeting is lose him. Lose him and let him go. Praise the Lord. I wrote in my book, lose me and let me go. Lose me. I don't know who is in him. So I don't want to answer him for anybody. Me, I'm personalizing it for myself. Praise the Lord. I cannot be telling you, lose him. Me. Hallelujah. Are we together? This is our Bibles to Luke chapter 19, verse 29. We are going to pray. Luke 19, our anchor scripture. Luke 19 from 29. And it came to pass when he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany at the mountain called Olivet, that he sent two of his disciples, saying, go ye into the village over and against you, in the which at your entry, you shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him and bring him hither. So you're going to the village that is opposite you, opposite, over and against you. Praise the Lord. In the which at your entry, you find a colt tied. A colt is like a donkey. Pastor said yesterday. Tied, whereon yet? So, his job as a donkey is to carry people, is to carry goods. But all the years he was created by God to become a donkey, he had never fulfilled purpose. So all they did was to tie him. So as Pastor said yesterday, in the morning the owners will come, take him there, put a load on him, no. Let him carry people. No. They just carry him to the village junction and tie him there. Why? For years. They just want to tie. So the Bible says no man has ever sat on the donkey. So he's a donkey, but he's not fulfilling purpose. Somebody say the blood of Jesus. I cannot live my life without fulfilling purpose. Hallelujah. Let's continue reading. And look at 31. Say, if any man asks you, why do you lose him? Thus shall you say unto him, because the Lord had, can we read together? Because what? Verse 32. Let's read together. And they that were sent went their way and found even as he had said unto them. 33. And as they were losing the colt, the owners therefore said unto them, why lose ye the colt? Praise the Lord. 34. And they said, the Lord had need of him. 35. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. Praise the Lord. So this donkey that never fulfilled purpose, that day he got his deliverance. Now I want to repeat this over and over. I want us to know that whenever you see a scripture written in the Bible, it's not for the people that were, it was written for again. Praise the Lord. Oh yeah, check at that junction. Have you seen any donkey there? Go and check. Is there a donkey there? There is no donkey tied anywhere at any junction. When the scriptures are written, they're written for us. Praise the Lord. The donkey has been ridden on and has gone dead and buried and forgotten. But we are the ones here. So this scripture is relevant for us right now. Praise the Lord. I don't know how many years that you have lived on this earth, but you are not fulfilling purpose. You are not maximizing your potential. Have you felt that way before? That you are not maximizing your potential. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but me, severally, I feel that way. That I know what God has put in me, but I'm not maximizing it. So there is a reason why this word came. Lose him and let him go. Let him fulfill his potential. Praise the Lord. I thank God for this church. You know, last year was also to do the first 7 days dry. Remember? It was last year. We did that first 7 days fasting and 3 days dry. And then this year, did another one again. When we were at home, one day I was thinking, I don't know how you've been feeling, if you have had that thought cross your mind. But I do a lot of checks and balancing in my life. So I was thinking some days back. I said, I remember all the while when I was growing up in school, from my primary school, nursery school, there is no term. You know, primary used to be first term, second term, third term. There was no term. Okay, throughout the 5 years, till primary one, till five, from nursery, it was only twice in the semesters that I took second in class. Only 2 times. This one is not the one that used to say, they pass, show me your result. It's true. It's not boast. I'm not going to have a boast. That's not what is in my mind. So, all throughout, every term. So, I was not thinking. When I got to university, I started struggling. Struggling, you know, school like that, till when I started working now, writing this my exams. And then when I got that mail I got from West Africa, I remembered. So at some point in my life, I lost some of my... So I want us to use this period as you're praying. Cast your mind. Is there a level of your life that you have been enjoying? And then at some point, you think that you're not growing the way you should grow. Instead, you're coming down. All the things that you have written down, you've not achieved them. Then this word is for you. You have plans that you wrote while you were growing as a young lady, as a young man. You wrote it down. This is that. You had them written down. But now years have come and gone and you've not achieved them yet. Then this is the word for you. So that donkey had a potential. But years and years and years and years, he was just kept at a particular spot. So when the team came, lose him, I wrote it to my, lose me. I had to personalize that word. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me just repeat one or two things that Pastor said yesterday before I go. Number one, Pastor said, all power on earth in heaven and on earth have been given to Jesus. We got that yesterday. Praise the Lord. And if you don't get that, you can still write it down. Number two, you must learn to decide and confess. No matter what happens, I am an overcomer. Praise the Lord. Number three, the things that we see in the physical are programmed and concluded in the spirit realm before manifesting. I want to repeat number three. The things we see in the physical are programmed and concluded in the spirit realm before what? Manifesting. The things you see in the physical. Are we following? I want to know that a man is made of what? Spirit, soul, and body. Have you seen your spirit before? Please, if you have seen your spirit, let me see your hand. Have you seen your spirit before? What about your soul? So what are you seeing? Your body. It means that more of you is spiritual. Anything that you see manifesting physically has already been programmed. If you ask us, sometimes you see something in a dream, And then before you know it, later on, you start seeing it. True or false? It's already programmed in the spirit realm. Praise the Lord. When UPTH was advertising to take people to work, I had a dream. Now, they have not advertised in many, many years, like 10 years, they've not advertised. And then, I was reading my friends. I said, in that dream, I told them, I said, you people are aware that they are doing advertisement for job. Why have you not told me in the dream, oh? They said, we are not aware. I said, but have you not gone to, they said that they are not aware. I said, okay. And I woke up. That morning, I was talking with my friends. I said, I had a dream, oh, that they are advertising to take new people to work. Are you people aware? They said, no, they're not aware. The next day, when we came to study together, I said, we heard though that they are advertising. So, I saw it in a dream. Before it manifested, I've already seen it. Now, my friends told me that she had a dream. She called me and said, Fethi, I want to study with you. I said, why? She said, I had a dream. In that dream, we were walking on a staircase, on a narrow road, and there was water here, but this was land. I said, okay. She said, while we were walking, and I got to a point, I stood. Me and the other girl, we stood there. When you now came, he said, no, why are you standing? Yeah, follow me. And they now follow me, and we now cross to the land. I said, yeah. She said, yes. That's why I want you to read with us. And let me tell us, for years, two of them have been writing that same exam. They did not pass. That year, I joined them to read. And that's everybody passed. Now, she had the dream. And it worked. That dream, she said, come, let's read, because I had the dream that you showed us the way. Everything you see happening physically has already been programmed. Because we are more spiritual than what? Physical. We are 75% spiritual and 25% physical. So before you start having that headache, it was already programmed. So when the signs of headache wants to come, rebuke it before it starts manifesting. Praise the Lord. Before the sickness sets into your body, start rebuking it when you start seeing small signs. Praise the Lord. So the things we see in the physical are programmed and concluded in the spirit realm. Okay, in the Bible, what about Job? Job was moving on and going his way one day, and then he started having problems. True or false? The children were dying. This was happening. That was happening. But was it there when they were programming it? No, it was not there. In the spiritual, Satan was accusing Job. That see him, that you have blessed him. Job was not aware. But one day he woke up and he lost his children. The next day he woke up, he had boils. Was he aware that they were discussing about him? No. That is why it's good for you to zoom into the spiritual when we are praying today. Ignore the person by your right. Decide it there. Praise the Lord. And then number other things pastor said so that we can go on. He said prayer is a mystery that changes things. Praise the Lord. And then yesterday he said, how do you get out from captivity? Number one, say no to any form of shame, stagnation, and smallness. Praise the Lord. He says, say no to what? Generational negative reports. And he said again, develop a fighter spirit. I'm recapping. So in case you do not write it, you can put it down now. And in case you missed yesterday's service, then how do you get out of captivity? Say no to any form of shame, stagnation, and smallness. Say no to generational negative reports. Develop a fighter spirit. Praise the Lord. Did we get that one? And then he said, conclude that God's word is supreme over you and surround your life with what? The word of God. Refuse to accept negative conclusion and condition. Praise the Lord. Refuse to do what? Accept negative conclusion and condition. And then we'll, he said, the remaining two, we'll talk about the remaining two today, and then we'll pray. Refuse to accept negative conclusion and condition. Pastor said that day, Samson would have said, oh God, give me my eyes back. Because God is what? Omniscient, omnipotent, can do anything. But he said, I want to die. God said, oh, yeah, now. You can go. Praise the Lord. God will help us in Jesus' name. Number three, because Pastor gave us two, yes. Number three, intentionally enforce your liberty. How to stay free from captivity. How to come out of captivity. How to come out of bondage. Number three, intentionally do what? Enforce your liberty. Look at Esther chapter 4, verse 16. Let's read it together. It says, go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast ye for me. Neither eat nor drink 3 days nor 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so I will go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. So she was intentional about what? Her deliverance. You want to stay free from captivity? Be intentional about it. If you want to rise, make up your mind. If you want to make impact, make up your mind. Nobody's going to decide for you to be great for you. No. The Bible says, well, that when you become restless, Esau, you will break his yoke out of your neck. Esau, when you become tired of that condition, you will break the yoke out of your neck, out of his yoke, out of your neck. Every time a man becomes restless, his deliverance comes. Be intentional. I don't want to know whether my brothers or my sisters went to university, but me, I will go. I don't want to know how it happens for every other person, but you see me, I will go. Esther told herself, you see this king, he says that nobody should come to see him when he, except he calls them. But if Esther did not go, they were all going to die. And Esther says, whether I perish, I perish. Me as a queen, I'm going to fast 3 days and three nights. I'm not going to eat. I'm going to go and get my deliverance by my hand. Be intentional about life. Our spiritual father says it every time. He said, be intentional. If you allow life to play, you know, anything that comes, that's this life does not give you what you deserve. It gives you what you work for, what you fight for. Everybody who has excelled in life did not enter there by chance or by luck. You must fight to take it. The Bible, God told them, he said, I've given you Canaan, go. But they didn't enter Canaan just like that. They were fighting till they possessed the land of Canaan. So be intentional about what? Your liberty. Intentionally enforce your liberty. Ruth chapter 1 verse 16. There's one lady who had a very terrible background. You know the father of Ruth now. Who is the father of Ruth? I know today is prayer, but I'm asking us as if we're in Bible study. I'm sorry. But who is the father of Ruth? Or the great grandfather of Ruth? Ruth 1:16. Who knows? Moab. And who is Moab? Who is the father of Moab? Lot. You know Lot now? Abraham's nephew. He's the one that gave birth to Moab and Amnon. Lot followed Abraham with time and he became blessed. And that one day he felt that it was too big to stay with Abraham. The Bible says that the herdsmen of Lot started fighting with the herdsmen of his oga Abraham. And then one day the oga called him and said, "See, we are brothers. Let's not fight. Go. Let me go." If Lot was wise, I said, "No, I don't want to go. I was with you. And then God blessed me. How will I leave you?" But Lot said, "Okay, I'm going." And he left. From the day Lot left, he lost his wife as a pillar of salt. Him and his daughters ran to the mountain. They said, "No man will marry us, so let's sleep with our father." They come. That was the first time you heard of incest in the Bible. And so two daughters got their father, Lot, drunk, slept with him, and had Moab and Ammon. That is why they became a cursed nation. So Ruth came from a lineage that was cursed. And the Bible says where we read, it said, no cursed nation will enter into God's presence to their 10th generation and forever. So she had no business with becoming anything that has to do with God. But the Bible says that she was intentional. Look at it. It said, "Don't let me, entreat me not to leave you or turn from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people and your God, my God." So that day she said, "I disown my gods." And she was talking with her mother-in-law and God was hearing. Avoid idle talks because God is hearing. So she was talking with her mother-in-law. "I don't want to become to be a Moabite again. I want to become an Israelite. I have changed from my lineage." And God said, "Okay." And she's the only woman, not even a Jewish woman or an Israelite, who became the grandmother of Jesus. From that day, her nativity changed from a cursed nation to what? There was offer there. Offer was there. At every point in life, we have choices to make. So the Bible gave us two people. One had the choice of going back to her gods. And one said, "I'm not going back." So she had the choice to what? To become intentional about her liberty, about her deliverance. "I might come from a cursed nation, but I don't want to remain cursed. I can come from wherever." She had a bad background. She had lost her husband, her father-in-law, had lost her husband, had lost her brother-in-law, had nothing. Her mother-in-law is an old woman, so there is no way she had any future. Oh, yeah, you imagine it. Now look at Ruth. If you were Ruth, you follow Naomi. This is an old woman, for crying out loud. She can't have another baby again. So Ruth is going to remain a widow and have no child. So there was no future with Naomi. And Naomi had nothing. Naomi was a poor woman. But he said, "Your God will be my God." And God heard. Be intentional about your liberty. Be intentional about your deliverance. Be intentional. When we are praying, pray. When we are praying, pray. Don't keep quiet. Pray. Every line of prayer point, pray. Find a spot. Groan. Number two. Build altars. How to be free from captivity. Number one, Pastor said yesterday, conclude that God's word is supreme over your life. Develop a fighter spirit. Refuse to accept negative conclusion. Today we're saying, intentionally enforce your liberty. And we looked at Esther and Ruth. And number four, build what? Altars. I love this line that Pastor says every now and then. Altars don't stop speaking. It's true. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Genesis chapter 12 verse 8. Let's go there. Altars don't stop speaking. You want to be free from negativity? Build altars. Altars don't stop speaking. Genesis 12 verse 8. Are we there? Can we read together? And he moved from there, from the there to the mount east of where? And he pushed his tent with what? On the west and I on the east. And there he did what? An altar to the Lord and called the name of the Lord. Who was that person? Abraham. Let's follow. I said what? Number four, do what? Build what? Altars. Who is this person now? Abraham. So he built an altar in Genesis about 12 verse 8. Turn with me to the same Genesis chapter 28. Abraham built an altar in Bethel and called the name of the Lord there. Genesis 28. Go to verse 10. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Haran. That's who now? Who? Jacob. Praise the Lord. And verse 12. He dreamed and behold, he saw a ladder set up on the earth. And the top of it reached the heavens. And behold, angels were of God were ascending and what? Descending. And verse 13. The Lord stood above the ladder and said, I am the Lord God of who? Abraham your father. And the God of Isaac, Abraham your grandfather, and the God of Isaac your father. The land which thou liest on, to thee will I give it unto thy seed. Praise the Lord. Please, let's run. Go by time. Please rush to verse 18. And Jacob did what? Rose up early. Verse 18, please. Oh, you can look at your Bible. And Jacob rose up what? Early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillow and set it upon the pillar and poured oil on it. And he called the name of that place what? Bethel. But the name of that city was called what? Luz at the first. Remember in verse chapter 12. What? His grandfather poured what? Oil on that altar. Many years later. Now, Abraham did not see Jacob. Are we together? Jacob was his grandson. But many years later, his grandson was running from his brother Esau and went to that same spot that his grandfather made an altar and put his head there and woke up. And so the altar was there, covered with grasses, with stones. But angels were still what? Trafficking. Altars don't die. You might raise an altar of prayer today, but you'll reap it tomorrow. Or your children rip that altar that you have. Altars don't die. Every part of your life, every now and then, you have the opportunity to raise altars. And the Bible says, many years ago, when he was running and when he was coming back, when he goes to that same spot again in chapter 35, God spoke to him. He has stayed with Laban for 20 years. But that altar was still there. The altar was still there by that altar. Angels were still trafficking. Build altars. You want to stay away from captivity? Raise altars. You know, God does not waste resources. Some of us be hearing, say, "Now just hear what they hear," and you play with it. Hallelujah. And God told you, "See, it's me." The God of your father, Abraham and Isaac. I'm introducing myself to you now. And how do we raise altars? There are different types of altars. Altars of sacrifices. Altars of services. And I love the way Pastor talks about altars of sacrifices of services. Every time it's convenient, it's not an altar. Every time that is convenient, what you are doing is out of convenience. May I just do it? It's an altar. Sacrifice, they must cut something. When Abraham was giving Isaac as a sacrifice, was it convenient? Was it convenient? His only son that he loves. His only son. After how many years? 25 years. God is saying, give me back. Sacrifices are never convenient. Anytime your service to God is out of convenience, when the thing is sweeting you, is what? It is not a sacrifice. Graduate from giving God services that are convenient to the ones that are paining you. So you can serve God and becomes a sacrifice. You can serve God and becomes a sacrifice. You can, and I want us to develop the lifestyle of sacrificing. Don't wait throughout a year and you don't give a painful seed. Sacrifices. Live a life of sacrificing. Nothing should be done out of, in a year. Why people were planning to do other things? I told myself, when I'm coming back from Ibadan, I'm going to buy a TV and keep in church for the children. So while I was coming back, I told Pastor, I want to go and buy that television and put, that's how we got this one. People were coming back to buy their high heel, their this, they have become senior doctors now. I said, I was going to buy a TV for the children. Sacrifices. And then the most important sacrifice, the sacrifice of self. Romans chapter 12 verse 1. I'm done. Romans chapter 12 verse 1. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is a reasonable service. Now, everybody that will remain out of bondage is somebody who has been sacrificed to God. You see why that donkey became useful, fulfilling its potential? Jesus took over the donkey. Now let me tell you something. Nothing exists in vacuum. You know why? When a baby is inside the mother's womb, water is inside the lungs. When the baby comes out and cries, that cry, the way God makes it, those water in the lungs comes out immediately. The child starts breathing normally. And the world enters air. If you don't sacrifice your life to Jesus, something's already taking you as a servant. Sorry? That's how we have this. And the water leaves the lungs. Because this is our lung. Inside the stomach is water. No, the baby is inside water now. That thing that is called is water. Maybe it's swimming inside. So water is everywhere. So when the baby cries, water goes out from the lungs. Air enters. Now that air enters the lungs and goes to the brain. This brain cannot do without oxygen. If somebody stops breathing, the brain dies. So that air that enters into the lungs goes to the brain and the brain starts working. So anytime they say, you know, cry. So what do you want to do? We call them beat them. They beat them, my sister. We just know that problem go there. So we beat that, we come they pray, 1 hour, 2 hours. That brain can never be the same again. So when a baby does not cry, what we do is that we start pumping oxygen immediately. Oxygen. You see people giving high flow oxygen. So that oxygen gets to the brain and the brain is still working well. When the baby decides to cry, the brain will still not have been damaged. That's a sign. So, there's nothing that exists in vacuum. If you're not a servant to Jesus, you are serving something else. So you want to remain free from captivity. The Bible says that when a demon leaves a man, and a man is empty, moving, 7 more wicked demons will enter. You want to remain free? Jesus, take my life. Like Peter. He has been suffering. I told Jesus, take my boat. He want any life that Jesus is not using is a life that will remain in captivity. Jesus said, bring that donkey for me. For as long as a man remains committed to God, he will be free from captivity. Let me tell us that scripture in Luke 19. I'm done. While they were setting the man free, they asked them, setting the donkey, say man, the donkey free. They asked them, why are you losing the donkey? True or false? Those people are still there in destiny. They are still standing. Those altars that wanted the donkey to be tied forever are still standing by the side waiting to ask, why do you want to set this donkey free? So every now and then, if you decide to leave from growth, I was talking to one of my members, I said, when you come from a family that everybody earns 50,000 naira, and you are earning 20,000 naira, Satan will not quarrel with you. When you are earning 30K, Satan does not have any problem with you. So when they want to come and worry you, he will knock the demon. Boy, leave that one. He has no destiny. Leave him. Why are you wasting your energy? But the day you say that you want to earn 2 million, they will ask, why? Why do you want to earn 2 million? Your fathers have never earned, your fathers stopped in 50,000. What do you mean? Even if you want to even go more, even 70, anybody that wants to rise, those same people that have been keeping that family, because Africa is bedded in idolatry. Our forefathers have been sacrificing. And altars don't die. Oh, you think those altars have died? The altars are still speaking too. So the day that you said, no, I don't want to remain at 50K, I want to go to 70K, they'll say, why? So those people who held those donkey tied are still there. Any man that wants to be free must say, Jesus, take me, use me. If not, they will come back again. You want to remain free? We say, Lord, I surrender. That donkey was never fulfilling purpose the day Jesus set that donkey free. And we read in verse 35 of that same scripture. The Bible says they put clothes, garments of praise, garments of riches, garments of prosperity upon the donkey. The donkey that was naked and left and ignored became a donkey with royalty because Jesus needed the donkey. One more prayer before I leave here. Jesus, set me free. Jesus, set me free. Jesus, set me free. Jesus, set me free. I don't think I'm living the life that you have created me. I'm not maximizing the potential that you have put in me. No. Jesus, set me free. Is there somebody who will be crying with a desperate heart this 1 minute before I come down from the bed and say, Father, set me free. I'm tired of living the life of one step forward and then five backwards. The Bible says the path of a just is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter and brighter. In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, the Bible says that he has given to us all that pertains to life and godliness. Say, Jesus, set me free. Jesus, you have given this word to our pastor. Lose him and let him go. Lose me and let me go. Jesus, specialize my deliverance. Jesus, take over my deliverance tonight. Take over my deliverance.
Thank you for listening to that impactful word of God by Pastor Imeh Johnson, lead pastor, Caris Spring Impact Center. Worship with us on Sundays, 2 power packed services, 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Wednesdays, Word Alive, 5 p.m. Counseling, Saturdays, 10 a.m. Venue, Caris Spring Impact Center Auditorium, Trans Woji Road by Obatai Junction, Woji, Port Harcourt, River State. For inquiries, call 0815-952-5812. Once more, 0815-952-5812.
Welcome to the covenant year of El Shaddai, the year where God shall reveal himself as the mighty and all-sufficient God in all that concerns us. This year, you shall go forth and break forth on every side. You shall prosper in everything you do. You shall enjoy God and his hands of defense on every side. Hear ye the words of God. There shall be no tears, no shame, no limitations, no negativity of any kind. As a Kairos Springer, you shall enjoy covenant tokens and manifestations of El Shaddai in health, in career pursuits, in finance, marriage, security, wisdom, in all areas. Everything around you shall always end in testimonies. Buckle up. Let's enjoy Jesus together. Every Sundays, 8 a.m. worship services. Wednesdays, 5 p.m. Water Life service. Fridays, 5 p.m. prayer storm. At Kairos Spring Impact Center, Transwoji by Ogbatai Junction, Woji, Port Harcourt. In Kairos Spring, Jesus will exceed your expectations.